I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Eric.
Hey, Eric, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so first of all, let me ask you, do I need to be worried about this? So last weekend, I'm putting away my clothes that my wife washed for me. And I'm putting away some pants, and I'm hanging up some dress shirts, and then I get to the underwear. So, like I'm putting away my underwear in the drawer, and there's a pair of gray underwear that is not mine.
Oh, huh. Okay. So did the underwear fairy happen to pay a visit or something?
No, not that I know of. So I walk into the living room, and I hold up the underwear, and I'm like, is this your way of telling me I need new underwear? And she goes, what? And I'm like, these aren't mine. And she gives me a look and goes, what? And I show her the underwear, and I'm like, see these? I don't wear underwear like this.
Well, what kind of underwear was it?
So I wear Hanes boxer briefs. That's all I wear. And this was a pair of, like, jockey men's briefs. So, like, tighty-whitey, but great.
And you're sure they weren't yours from, like, a long time ago? Or maybe you accidentally bought the wrong kind?
Positive. I only wear one kind. I've never worn jockeys in my life.
Okay. I mean, is it possible that when you bought underwear, like, it was in one of those six-packs, and maybe somehow there was, like, a bonus pair thrown in there, it's like a free sample, or maybe, like, an accident on the factory floor where they put the wrong underwear, something like that?
I mean, it's possible, I guess.
So when you showed your wife and you were like, I swear these aren't mine, what did she say?
She was like, well, whatever. I washed wool was in your hamper. So we just kind of laughed about it. But then the more I start thinking about it, the more I start wondering if there was somebody else. You know what I mean? If it was like they belong to someone else.
So you think somebody's sneaking into your house and leaving their dirty drawers in your hamper?
I think somebody's doing more than that. I mean, she's not telling me.
I see.
Something more dirty.
How likely is this scenario to take place?
All right, well, here's the thing. I travel a lot for my job, and like I'm out of town a lot, so sometimes for a week at a time. And if she wanted to be sneaky behind my back, she'd have all the time in the world to do it.
That's true. Now, does she also work, or is she home all day washing your and other people's underwear?
No, she's a professor at Community College. She teaches finance over there. But here's the thing. She has a pretty tight relationship with some of the other teachers over there. And, like, one of them is a guy. And I've always thought it was too friendly.
I see. Okay. So some frisky, flirty in the finance department going on. Okay, so your purpose for calling today is to see what? If this underwear is really just a bizarre enigma that we'll never understand, or if it actually belongs to a real person?
Kind of what I was hoping to find out.
Yeah.
But like without all the hassle of getting into like a serious argument or doing damage to my marriage if I'm wrong. You know?
Yeah, I got you. Well, you know what? That's why we call it dirty work. We do all the dirty work and we leave you out of it. But I mean, either way, we'll find out the truth. Now, what are you thinking on this one? I can see the wheels in your head turning a little.
No, I was just thinking, you know, maybe, okay, so we could text her from my phone and say, hey, it's me. This is my new phone number. And when she asks, who's this? I'll text back something like, here's a hint. I accidentally left my underwear at your house. And we could just see what she says.
Okay, well, let's start with that. We'll see what she says to the first message. Eric, what is your wife's name?
Stephanie.
Okay, so either she's telling the truth and she's going to know this is a joke right away, or she's lying to you and she's going to give us a text back. So we're going to find out what happens when we come back. So now explain what took place during the commercial break. So where we're at, I guess, so far.
Okay, so first I texted her and I said, hey, it's me. This is my new number. And as you predicted, she wrote back, okay, sorry, who's this? So I wrote, here's a hint. I accidentally left my underwear at your house.
Okay.
And then she wrote back, oh my God, so here's a funny story. My dipshit husband actually found them. I accidentally washed them and put them in with his underwear.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Busted. So, all right, so now what did you write back?
I wrote, I guess we need to be more careful. And then she wrote back with the little kissy face emoji and the one where it's like, shh.
Okay.
Like
so, so first of all, Eric, you aren't crazy. I don't know if that makes you feel any better, but at least you're right.
Yeah. Wish I knew who it was, though.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I bet it's the guy she works with at the community college. I swear it is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could find out. We could find out if you want. I mean, I'll just text her something like, what was the old number you had in your phone for me?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If she... Right now, she definitely thinks whoever Ashley is, she thinks Ashley is the side secret dude. So, I mean, you might as well just go ahead.
Okay, hold on. Okay, sent. Now we wait.
Okay. All right, why don't we find a really short record here? And what we'll do is we will cut it off whenever she texts back, okay? So let's play something. I wouldn't go anywhere because the minute she texts back, we're going to cut this song off.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna
okay,
ride
so we have a phone number now from her. Should we call the phone number?
Do you even have to ask?
So but Eric, we don't have a name though, right? Do you know this other teacher's name?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I didn't know he teaches in the same department as her.
Okay. I don't think that's going to be a problem. Hang on a second.
Dialing at random.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. I'm calling from Community College. We're about to publish our annual faculty directory, and I want to make sure we have your name and department listed correctly. First of all, can you confirm me the correct spelling of your first and last name, please?
Yeah, my first name is Chad, C-H-A-D, and my last name is B-A-R-S.
Okay, and what department do you teach in?
I don't teach there. I'm a student.
Oh, so you're a student at the college. I thought we had you listed as a member of the faculty. Okay, what program are you in?
Accounting specialist.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So you probably have Stephanie as your finance teacher then.
Yeah, that's right.
Stupid! So my wife is f***ing a student. That's perfect!
Okay.
Great as
I guess that's all we needed from you today. Thanks for your help. Okay. All right. So, okay. I think it's like you said, Eric. I think it's her and a student. Do you want us to call her back and put her on the air with you, or did you want to handle this by yourself?
Oh, no. We're about to call her ass. If you want to ruin her marriage and lose her job in the same day, I say let's do it in public. So everybody can see what type of
f***
up she is.
Yes, I'm right there with you,
right.
Yes.
Hang on a second. Actually, can you write your number down for me real quick?
Okay.
And just hand it to me?
What?
Okay. Thank you. All right, here we go.
Yes.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Not good, actually. I wanted you to know that I solved that crazy mystery of the extra underwear, though. Turns out what happened was you actually started f***ing one of your students. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, snap! Oh, my God!
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm talking about how you're sleeping with one of your students. Was that extra credit?
Okay. I don't understand. Like, is this another joke or something?
You know what? I wish it was. But apparently your dipshit husband found an extra pair of underwear, and it turns out they're somebody else's. I guess you need to be more careful. Isn't that what you texted them? Kissy face? Shush, shush, shush.
Oh, man. Okay, I would say that's a guilty plea right there, dude. I am so sorry.
No, you know what? If I honestly cared that much about her, I would have never even called you guys.
Ouch.
Now, I got to make sure she loses her job, and then I get to kick her ass out the house. She's going to get expelled from my life. Maybe she can go live with her new boyfriend, Chad, in his parents' basement.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.